Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit this morning as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. I would like us to give an applause to all those who are making an effort to bavuke ekuseni baswitche on to Radio Pulpit. Ngithanda ukuthi your effort will not be in vain. The word of God has a promise lapha uma ufunda ku Psalm 69 ku verse 32. Little lelilizwi that those who seek God, their hearts will live. And manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, as you seek God, may your heart live. And go First Chronicles 16, verse 11, it is, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Manje kuyabonisa ukuthi you are seeking God continuously. As you are waking up in the morning, udela ubuthongo bakho, ulalela izwi likaNkulunkulu. You have a great start when ekuseni sanamhlanje. You have a great breakfast ekuseni kwanamhlanje. Ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu vele liyasho ukuthi a man cannot live by bread alone, but that proceeds from the mouth of God. May God richly bless you. Ekuseni kwanamhlanje ke, our scripture this morning, silapha ku Genesis chapter 8, ku verse 22, and Ecclesiastic chapter 3, ku verse 1. Both these scriptures, uma sikhuluma ngazo, they relate about the times and the season. And ku Ecclesiastic chapter 3, verse 1, it reads, There is time for everything and a season for every activity under the sun. And yet, Genesis 8:22, it says, as long as the earth endures, there will be seasons. The earth is mentioned lapo because siyazi ukuthi safunda kwi-geography ukuthi the earth rotates around the sun. And hence, the sun cannot at once ime endaweni ukuthi shine in every part of the world. Siyazi ukuthi uma kusemini la kwenye indawo kusebusuku. And even the seasons ngokunjalo, uma thina sisebusika bona basehlobo, abanye bakwenye season. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, ngithanda ukuthi our seasons at times they differ, even every country. Kuyile concept lena engithanda ukuyibeka la ukuthi even nasey'mpilweni zethu as individual, we've got our own seasons, we've got our own time. Komunye umuntu empilweni yakhe ngaba sebusika, komunye umuntu empilweni yakhe ngaba sehlobo. We had a former times, we have a present time, we have a future time. Njengoba sazi sonke ukuthi there were former times empilweni zethu, there are present time empilweni zethu, there's a future time esilindele. Manje our present time is more important than the past time or the future. Reason is if a present time is important, it's because depression comes when you are focusing past. Anxiety comes when you are living for the future. But peace comes when we live for the present, when we live for today. Everything we do presently determines our future. There is a quote, 80. If you spend all your time trying to plan the future and you don't value the present, it means you don't value the season. And yet, uNkulunkulu usinikeze ama season. Now, in between times, which is the present times, it's very important kuNkulunkulu. Njengoba naku Hebrews chapter 4, izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your face. I mean your heart. Manje, today is the present time. Even naku Exodus 16, ku verse 19:33, Moses told people that the manna uNkulunkulu ayilethayo namhlanje idleni iphele namhlanje ningayibekeli kusasa. And labo abantu abangazange balalela, we remember ukuthi izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi they face the consequences. Manje uJesu Kristu taught us even ngeprayer wathi, sithi, give us today our daily bread. Azangathi sithi, give us tomorrow. Give us today our daily bread. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. UJesu Kristu uthi, do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of its own. Manje, we cannot find ourselves in the past or in the future, but we find our place now in the present. The writer of Psalm 118, verse 24, the Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Reason for this verse is that there were hundreds of years behind us, and there are still many days before us. But today is the only day that we have, which is between times. Now today, our message, we are going to talk about the Rika time. A Rika time is between times. A Rika time is between the time you have prayed and the time umikhuleko yakho ezophendulwa. Manje, that is a Rika time. Ukuthi wena thina senza njani ngalesi sikhathi when we are still waiting ukuthi into zethu ziphendule, when we are still waiting ukuthi kwenzakala izinto. Ngoba many people become anxious, which they lose hope. Ngani ngoba they become impatient of waiting. And yet there is a time of waiting. There is a time yokuthi izinto zenziwe. For instance, when we are looking at the cycle of a butterfly undergo a complete metamorphosis, and each stage is completely different and serves a different purpose. If a butterfly is at the stage of a caterpillar or at the stage of a pupa, we cannot see the beauty of it. Moreover, it cannot be helped to reach the other cycle. Angeke siyisize ukuthi siyenze ukuthi iyofika kwenye cycle. Instead, uma ungayisiza ingafa. But when the full cycle is complete, we see the beauty of it. And the butterfly itself cannot be able to see its wings. We are the people ababona ubuhle bayo. Manje, lokho kufana nakithi. Ukuthi manje kwenzeka lokho ukuthi uma sidlule intweni izinto esidlula kuzo ubuhle bakaNkulunkulu abubona kakhulu yithi nabantu abangaphandle babona ubuhle bakaNkulunkulu ukuthi usidlulise phi, sidlule kuphi, sabekezela kuphi. And again, uma ubheka indaba ye butterfly, not only uma sibheka iveza ibeauty yayo, but we remember ukuthi umsebenzi we-butterfly is to kwenza i-pollination, i-pollinator the plants in the garden. When they mayenza lokho, their bodies, they collect and carry it to another plant. And by doing that, it helps ama fruits, it helps ama vegetable, it helps flowers to reproduce a new seed. Manje, yiko logo mangwele, ukuthi manje, uma uphila ngesikhathi, wenza umele uNkulunkulu uphila ngalesi sikhathi serika time, when you are still waiting for God, there are things ezisizakalayo ngokuthi ulinde. Ngani? Ngoba ukulinda kwakho, you may be impatient, but ukulinda kwakho khona izinto ezenzakalayo nezinto uNkulunkulu azivezayo kwabanye abantu. Manje, this can be a lesson to us, a process of waiting. Njengoba kuncwadi kaIsaiah chapter 30 verse 18 ithi, for the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are those who wait for him. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are those who wait for him. Manje siyabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu uma simlinda sisibusiso, siyabusiseka. And in between time is a time of waiting. In the Bible, Isaiah 64, verse 4, lithi leli lizwi, since an ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides him who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. Isaiah 64. Since the ancient times, no one has heard, no ears has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides him who acts on behalf of those who wait on him. Manje uma simele uThixo, there are things ezibusisa uNkulunkulu, njengoba izwi likaNkulunkulu lisho ku-Isaiah 64. Manje, let us not get tired of waiting for the right time and the right season. Furthermore, I'm talking to young men and young women. Do not be so desperate because of a peer pressure. Uma isizini yakho ingekafiki. God's concern about those who never wait for him. Siyathola ukuthi laphaya uma sifunda kumahubo 106, siyafunda Psalms 106 from verse 106 ku verse 12, sisuke ku verse 12 siye ku lento siqhubeke nayo. Lithi leli lizwi Psalm 106 from verse 12 to 15. Little then they believed his promises and sang his praises. But they soon forgot what he had done and did not wait for his counsel. And in the desert they gave in to their craving. In the wasteland they put God to test. So he gave them what they asked for, but sent a wasting disease upon them. Manje lapha ku verse 12 liyasho ukuthi uma besihamba noNkulunkulu siyakhumbula ukuthi mabenqe uLandlo libovu uMiriam wathatha iTamborini badansa before the Lord bejabulile ukuthi uNkulunkulu ubayinqisele ngale. And elithi izwi kaNkulunkulu lapha ku verse 12, then they believe his promises and sang his praises. Ngempela ba believer bacula ingoma zokumdumisa. Kodwa ku verse 13 lithi, but they soon forgot what he had done. The very people abaphuma bedansa bacala uNkulunkulu libala uThixo ukuthi wenzeni. Manje nathi siyakwenza lokho ngesinye isikhathi. uNkulunkulu kuningi ayakwakwenza silindile. But uma pressure siyithola, we even forget ukuthi uNkulunkulu is able. Manje lithi leli lizwi, but they soon forget what he had done and did not wait for his counsel. Azange balinde ukucetshiswa uThixo, bazenzela. Nanamhlanje baningi abangafuni ukulinda ukucetshiswa uThixo, bayazenzela. Ngani? Ngoba abafuni ukulinda. Siphila esikhathini se-microwave, siphila esikhathini se-advanced technology. Lapho izinto zakhona ziyasheshiswa, ziyashesha. Abantu sebe-adopte nokuthi bangakwazi ukumlinda uNkulunkulu. Manje izwi likaNkulunkulu lisitshela ukuthi ilanga isizini yakho yokulinda wenzani. When you are in rigor time, kufanele ukuthi sizi-check ukuthi ngacela into ethile. Manje ngisalindile, kufanele ukuthi ngisalindile ngenzeni. Manje kuverse 14 wakhona lithi leli lizwi, in the desert they gave in to their craving. In the wasteland they put God into test. Manje bahamba ne-craving yabo. Azange bamlinde uThixo. Lithi leli lizwi, in the wasteland they put God into test. Bamlinga uThixo. Ngoba uma ungakwazi ukulinda, you are putting God into test. Ngoba uyadimanda kuNkulunkulu uze wenze izinto ezingafanelekanga. And izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela lana ukuthi, so he gave them what they asked for, but sent a wasting disease upon them. uNkulunkulu wabanikeza into abayifunayo, but the into abayifunayo zange bayi-enjoy. Ngani? Ngoba the Bible tells that God sent the wasting disease upon them. Sometimes God can give you ngoba we are pressurizing uNkulunkulu, and uNkulunkulu uyazi into ekufanele ngesikhathi esikufanele. And manje uthole ukuthi upressurize izinto, njengoba sibonile mangcwele indaba kaSara owathi uNkulunkulu ethembise u-Abraham ukuthi uzomnikeza umntwana. Waba ne-pressure uSara yokuthi she cannot wait. And ungazi ukuthi why ebe ne-pressure, ngoba bengekho nakusithembu, ebeyedwa ethanda umyeni wakhe. Kodwa wa-pressurize ukuthi manje makufunwe uHagayi angene esikhaleni sakhe. Let me tell you this morning ukuthi manje uma bakwenza lokho ukuthi umfazi engazali, efuna umuntu ozalayo ozoba ozomenzela umntwana in the Old Testament bekwenzeka ukuthi makaya kuma pains leyo muntu loyo eseyothola umntwana bekelaliswa phansi ngithi naye lo ongenamntwana ofuna umntwana ebelale eduze kwakhe uma ephusha naye bephusha kusho ukuthi enza ngathi lento uye oyenzayo ngoba kufanele ukuthi afile ngathi uye oyenzayo ande mangaqeda ukuzalo lo mntana ebengathathwa ulo omzele ngempela ebethathwa ulo obemzalele yena manje ekseni kwanamhlanje sithola ukuthi wampressurize Abraham epressurize uSarah ngokungakwazi ukulinda and at the same time namhlanje we can see ama consequences ukuthi kwenzakalani and namhlanje sibona izimpi kwa Israel kulo the brothers abantwana baka Hagai nabantwana baka Sarah they are still fighting even today ngani ngokuthi engakwazanga ukulinda manje ekseni kwanamhlanje the riga time is the in between time and is a time which is very important it reveals the true color oyiyo kuNkulunkulu ukuthi ume kanjani ulinda kanjani siyathola ukuthi uNoah walinda 120 years and makalinda uNoah 120 years it was not easy for him we find out ukuthi he was mocked by the people bambu uyabheda lo uke wayibona phi imvula ngoba leso sikhathi izikaNkuluNkulu liyasitshela kuGenesis ukuthi kwakungazange kwanethe imvula kwakuamanzi ayephuma ngaphansi ekwazi ukuthi anisele izitshalo from underground le mvula esuka phezulu le abawonisha ngayo azange bayibone babona nje ebheda but at the same time he waited and waited and the Bible tells us ukuthi lo mnyango Uma silfunda lapha kuGenesis la elinde khona lithi kwaba uNkulunkulu oze wazovala umnyango wavale kumnyango ngani ngoba there was no knob eyayikhona both sides inob yaba ku one kulela side uNkulunkulu wavala umnyango ngani ngoba manje bese kufika isikhathi sokuthi manje uNkulunkulu enze lento ayifunayo and the Bible tells us ukuthi abantu abangena they were only 8 out of all these people manje even we see ukuthi uAbraham also waited 25 years for the promise njengoba sisho ukuthi wapressurize uSarah now exen kwanamhlanje we see even uMoses ukuthi he waited 40 years eMidiana and yena he never knew ukuthi esalusa lezo zimvu with the, all the education wayenayo ngoba he was highly educated but for 40 years enza umsebenzi wokulusa in fact wafunda izinto kule nkosi kule princess priest yaseMidiana ngani 40 years elusa izimvu zayo and kwavela uNkulunkulu after that 40 years sekena 80 years uNkulunkulu wambiza manje uJosepha naye waited 13 years elinde his dream to come true and naye wathola ipressure and even nalesa sikhathi sekengeniswe ejele we find out ukuthi nakhona he was promised umuntu amsize ejele wathi kuye mangifika ngaphandle ngizokukhulumela and izikaNkulunkulu uyasitshela ukuthi wamlibala maka fika ngaphandle and he had to serve another 2 years. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje, the riga time, the time in between, uma sisalinde imikhuleko yethu, kudingeka ukuthi silinde ngokusebenza, silinde ngokuthi simtrust uNkulunkulu, singavele sizenzele isikhathi sesizini yethu ingekafiki. Ngoba manje uma ukuthatha into ngesizini engasiyo, uyithatha ingekavuthwa. Siyazi noma iyokhisi into esihlahleni ngesizini engasiyo, ikhona yona, but ayikekavuthwa. May God help us ukuthi silinde the right season at the right time. uNkulunkulu asenze kahle njenge eagle eyamawuthu elinda 21 days ukuthi manje iigle siyazi ukuthi ukuze ikhiphe umlomo wakudala ikhiphe namaphiko akudala it waits for 21 days ngaphansi kwerock. We've got to stand nathi sihlale ngaphansi kwerock uma ngabe sisalinde uNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu asenze kahle ngegama lika Jesu. Amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.